The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Tuesday, you're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, Texas, where it is 61 degrees. It feels like 60. The high today is 62. The low tonight is 40. And
you are Shannon. I am Zaddy Holly. Sitting over there is Kurt. In the back is Chris. We are short. One, our load is a little bit lessened today. Our boy Nate is not here, not feeling too well. Knew something was off yesterday with him.
Cinnamon rolls got him.
Cinnamon
rolls got him. Mama Gross poisoned him.
Game diabetes.
Chris Beam is in the back together. We make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak.
And each and every day, we are brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. We're going to talk some football today. Nate, hope you're feeling better. Kurt's in the co-captain's chair over here.
Kurt's going to give us all the offensive line talk.
Kurt finally came over to the
white side.
Did you say the right side?
White.
I don't know, Jesse.
You got to respond.
I don't see colors.
You don't see color.
I told you that before.
If you don't see color, then there's something wrong.
I have a hard time getting dressed in the morning.
No, you don't. Your sneakers always. Your sneakers and socks. always match.
I can't get away with that.
You can't get away with that one, brother. I've known you far too long. To get away with that one.
Since Nate's not here, and we can spill some of our whole team talk over to tomorrow.
Sure.
Let's play a game that he never plays with us since he's not here.
So I did all that studying for nothing?
No, we're going to get into that, but this first segment.
Like, dang.
I don't know what I just did to this computer.
Wait, don't steal my thunder now.
No, we're going to get into that. We're not going to make you waste your time. We are what, 8-3, the Cowboys?
Yes, sir.
When I say we, 8-3.
Oh, don't bury the league. Yeah. Shaq.
Yes.
Leonard.
Is he in the building?
He's in the building. Mm-hmm. I didn't see him personally, but he's in the building. Physicals will be had. Check that back, those nerves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All that good stuff.
Man, how do you check that?
I'm sure Dr. Cooper, right?
Yeah, I know.
Like Coop.
Needles and...
I'm sure
didn't
not needles.
Did you cross
needles.
Your legs when you were a little kid and they popped you on the knee?
Was that back nerves?
Was it really? You crossed your legs?
Yeah, I think you have to
on
when
the
you're
table or
hit you with that thing. I got you
the reflex thing.
Yeah. Okay. Shaq Leonard's in the building.
Do we want that to happen?
We want it to happen.
Yeah, is that an emphatic yes, we need that to happen? Or is it just one of those like if we get him great, if not?
If you get him, your team is better.
If you don't get him,
you can't afford any more. Your team is still fine, right? Defensively, your team is still fine.
You just can't have any injuries.
You can't have any injuries to that linebacking position.
Yeah.
You just can't. Like Marquise Bell can't go down. Rashawn Evans can't go down. Damone Clark can't go down. You know what I mean? You just can't. And I'll say this. Getting a guy like Shaq, when he's ready to go, what that now gives you is the ability to put Micah back full-time at rushing the passer.
Because
I've said this before. I'll say it again. I'll say it 100 times. Any rep that Micah isn't rushing the quarterback is a wasted rep to me.
I think he agrees with you.
I mean, we found what he is, right? Like, he's not a linebacker. He'll play it if he has to play it. But any rep that he's not rushing the quarterback to me is a wasted rep. He's just too good at doing that.
Right.
That he's But I get for the love of the team, for the cause of the team, you got to kind of hey, listen, brother. So getting Shaq will make your team better, and it will give back the freedom for Micah to be exclusively a rusher once he gets back in. But he's in the building.
Let him get away. Without signing?
I, if everything was right, yeah, you want to get him signed.
Yeah.
But I think there is – I think people don't put enough on the fact that guys want to be courted. Like, tell me I'm cute. Tell me I'm pretty. Show me off. Right? Say all the good things to me. Wine and dine me. Mm-hmm. Shaq is a guy who's drafted by the Colts, has been a long time Colt, 6 years, 7 years, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So this moment of free agency for him is like, tell me I'm cute again.
Yeah.
Tell me, because I just got told that I'm not cute. They just finished telling me that I'm not cute. I'm not pretty. My body's not right. Right. I'm overweight. My hair's not cute. My makeup's ugly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my clothes stink. They just told me that. And a shocking release. They demoted me. They gave me less playing time. Then they shockingly let me go. So I just got finished getting told how much I wasn't appreciated. So I think there's a little bit of value in, no, I want to be courted. Yeah. So that's the thing about, because it's Dallas today, and it's reports. I don't know how true it is that he's supposed to visit the Philadelphia Eagles later on this week.
According to SportTrack, we have a lot more cap space than Philly. So we could outspend them if we want to.
Now, that's you and I talking.
Right. That's this year. So
that's you and I talking.
Yeah.
Does Steven want to do that?
Right.
Right? That's long been the – I don't call him this. Jesse Holly doesn't call him this. But a lot of the fans and the outside people call him what? Catboy. This is not me, Steven. I'm not calling you this. I'm just saying what they say. Yeah. They call him Catboy, right? And he's always the mindful of the cap and what we can spend and the pieces of the pie. You got one person saying we got pieces of the pie, we have to be mindful of the cap and all that kind of stuff. And then you have the other person saying, Daddy saying, I'd sign a check big enough if it meant that I would go to the Super Bowl, right? So you got one that's saying, I'll sign any check. You got another one saying, well, we got pieces of the pie. So that's the fight now, right? It's Jerry may say, and he ultimately, at the end of the day, gets the final say, that he's worth the number that may not get him to leave the building. Mm-hmm. Steven may fight against it and go, well, actually, he's not worth that number. Now, that may be an internal thing. They may agree upon a number. I don't know.
Yeah.
And Shaq may say, well, let me go see what Philly says. Because long time, right, what does people a lot of times do when it comes to Dallas? Use us.
Right. Yeah.
As a pawning piece. Right? Like, well, let me go to Dallas first, see what they say, get their number, and then go to XYZ team and go, well, you know Dallas offered me this.
Right.
And you still got to play Dallas one more time, and you're going to have to play them again, most likely. There's going to be some way, somehow, if they advance, either one of the teams. Right? The road to the Super Bowl is going to go through Philly.
True.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
you make me a part of your team now, or I send your team home later. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, it's but I think there needs to be a little bit more credence put to the fact that these big, tough, strong, manly linebackers, they want to be courted too. They want to be told that I'm pretty, I'm cute. And you like the way I smell.
Everybody likes to be told they're pretty.
100%.
You like to be told you're pretty?
Of course.
Well, every time we tell Curry he has a great shirt on, he blushes, a smile from
ask me if he got a haircut.
Yeah, I did.
Sure did.
Everybody wants to hear that.
And we know you like to be told you're pretty.
Damn right. Daddy did. I got daddy issues.
Does that happen often enough?
What?
Do you get told you're pretty often enough? Or would you like to be told a little bit more? I think everybody would like it a little bit
more. Give me
more.
We can't. No.
That's another reason why you need to get on Instagram.
No.
Ooh.
Anytime I need a confidence booster, I go down to the TPs. Anytime I need a confidence booster, I go down to the TPs, man. Tell you.
That's where you get it.
A bucket of Wingstops.
I gotta find my sweet spot.
A bucket of Wingstops.
Somewhere between Instagram and the trailer park.
Anywhere that anybody will tell me I'm pretty. I think I'm beyond that. I think these grays in my beard have aged me out of being told I'm pretty.
But they love that. Yeah, they love the salt and pepper.
I need to find out where they love it at, because I ain't getting the love lately. I need some love.
The problem is you're probably wanting love from from an age group that you probably don't want to look. You shouldn't want to look. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Box your weight, right?
You got that Leo in you. You got that Leonardo DiCaprio in you.
In that demographic. Yeah. And lately, it's. I think I'm fishing in the wrong pond.
You 100% are. Like you're fishing in the wrong. You're fishing in a pond where they're like, tell you you're cute. Yeah. You tell me I'm cute.
I might still have the right bait and the right gear and tackle, but I'm in the wrong pond, brother. I'm fishing for perch and this is why you should stay off Instagram. Peacock bass, and
this
I'm
is why you should stay
cats.
Off Instagram, right? Because you're on Instagram and everything you see is tight and right and slim.
Dude,
and pull.
That'll ruin.
No, that's not
that's
realistic.
Not reality.
That's not real. That's not.
That's like the relationships you see on social media that are perfect or probably the most miserable.
Listen, brother,
in real life,
you're on Instagram and you're looking for something that is far
the dopamine, man.
That is far
dopamine hit.
Left your wheelhouse, my boy. You're gonna have to take a few stretch marks, some fupa, a little fupa. And listen, I ain't got nothing wrong with the fupa.
No.
Ain't nothing wrong with the fupa.
That just means they like mom cinnamon rolls.
Listen, but you're flirting in a pond. You're throwing your pole in the pond where they start their pregame to go out at 12 o'clock. That's not too.
Oh yeah, that's only when I'm. That's when I'm Vegas.
That's not twice
a year, or in Mexico.
That's not your wheelhouse, brother. You get on Jigsaw.
We need to figure that out. Like,
get in your wheelhouse, man.
We need to figure out if we get. I got to figure out the dates, but I think if we get past the first round, that's the week that I'm in Mexico.
First round or second round?
I think it's the first round this year. I need to look at the date, but I need to figure out if I'm going to live you in from the pool every day. From the tiki bar.
Surrounded by 20
something. Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the river.
There you go. All right, let's do this real quick before we go to break. And then when we come back from break, we'll talk about it. So we're 8-3 right now, right? Good stuff on Shaq, by the way. Might hear something as early as today, huh?
Maybe.
Don't let him leave the building if everything works out. We'll
lock him up. Not like that, but.
Yeah, for this year.
I'm just saying, like, don't let him out the building.
Yeah.
Put the chair.
Yeah.
DeAndre Jordan style. Put the chair underneath the
Just don't let him out. Just don't let him open the door.
I need to get back to DFW.
No. Mm-mm. Not going. Sit down. Let's figure this out.
No Uber's coming this way, brother.
We got him on block. All right. We're 8-3. Let's go through what we think the rest of the schedule is going to be. All right. And our prediction. I don't know where our original sheet is. I think Chris has it somewhere in the back. But just we know what this team is.
Are you going to take the rolling eight?
Figured out. Just
1 point.
Just
or whatever.
1 point.
They all
just
win.
Just win.
Win.
Just win.
Win. Just win. Just win. Win by one. Just get there. All right. So Seattle. Jesse, what do you think? Win or loss against Seattle?
Oh, 14 straight
games already?
No.
No. Just the season. The rest of the season.
We're kind of picking the game, right?
Like I guess we kind of are.
Okay.
Let's do it anyway.
Let's do it.
What do you think?
We
don't have to get into details or anything. You can still change your mind by the way.
It's fluid. Football is fluid. Sports are fluid. The Cowboys at home is a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna take the Cowboys.
I'm with you. What about you, Kurt?
Yeah, Cowboys.
Okay. And then Philly, what do we think about Philly?
I said split, so.
Yeah, I think I originally had them winning since we're home. I like that.
Yeah, you almost beat them on the road, so you feel like you got a 50-50 shot at least. So yeah. I'm with you there. Buffalo, that's a tricky one.
What's the weather going to be?
The weather.
Buffalo is showing up? This is the question, right? Mm-hmm. What Buffalo is showing up?
And they have, a bye week the week before?
That's the big question.
Bye this week, Kansas City next.
On Thursday, though, right? Kansas City's on Thursday, right?
No, it's Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know where I got that.
That's and this is just Jesse Holly, and this is my small conspiracy theory that happens in my head. I told y'all this a couple of weeks ago. And even though he's not playing, Josh Allen is going to try to make Trayvon Diggs eat his words. He's going to try. I just feel that in my heart, in my soul, as a competitor, he's going to be like, oh, so you think your brother should be out of here and he should be in Dallas? Cool. I'm going to cook y'all with your brother and show you that he belongs here in Buffalo with me. I just feel that way. But I don't know what Buffalo shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I packed the Buffalo Bills up on my other shows. Do you want to be a hypocrite, Jesse?
Of course you do. Kurt, what do you want to do?
I say a loss.
Going loss, okay. God,
I think Kurt, they're going to win that one. I think Buffalo's just too inconsistent.
Okay.
If the weather isn't ridiculous.
I'm going to go. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go with the loss as well.
I had him lost when we picked earlier.
Yeah. Both teams are a little different than what we thought at the beginning of the year. Yeah. All right, Kurt, what do you think about Miami?
See, I guess I don't think they're going to win both those road games.
Mm.
And win one. So I guess I'm going, since I picked
Lost. I'm going to go lost just because I think that as of now, that pass game and that run game I think is going to give them fits. I'm going to go with the loss there. So I'm going to lose it too. What do you think, Jess?
I think the complexity of what Mike McDaniels will be doing offensively. And they have a really good defense. Like their mm-hmm. defense is, I shouldn't say really good. They have a good defense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just signed Derek. No, they didn't sign. Who signed Derek Barnett from Philly? Was it Miami?
Houston.
Houston did. That's right. JPP. JPP is going to Houston. Shout out to the old.
Oh yeah.
Three fingers.
Yeah.
He's going to Miami. I got them losing to Miami.
Okay. So you got them back to back losses too. Okay. Detroit.
Win.
I got them a win there. What about you?
Win.
All right, and then Washington.
Dub.
Win.
Depends on if it means anything. If it doesn't, if they bench everybody, they might lose. Yeah, let's just say win for the sake of it. Okay. So we have them either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we have them either 13 and 4 or 12 and 5. All right. And then let's take a break. And then when we come back, let's look at how we think that's going to play out in this playoff picture.
Because
it's kind of set, but not really set. But if you really look at it, it really is. You got to have a lot of if-thens to happen for it to change a whole lot. So let's look at where we might be playing the first round and who would you rather have in the second round, which I have my opinion on that. The team with the better record is who I want to face in the second round. When we come back on Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pre-game sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hanging with the boys.
Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the second segment of Hanging with the Boys, brought to you each and every day by Blockchain.com. Thank you, Blockchain.com. And if you're just tuning in, I'm sorry that you missed that excellent first segment that we had in the beautiful breakdown of how everyone likes to be told they're pretty by Jesse Holly. It was a piece of work. It was a piece of art. And Nate's not with us today. Hope you feel better, Nate. Kurt is manning the Nate chair. And we were just doing a fun game that we would never get away with if Nate was here. We were predicting the schedule from
here. Someone to participate.
Got someone in that chair to participate. Predicting what we think the schedule will hold the rest of the way out.
Ah, and before you start, sorry to cut you off. Someone told me that I was pretty.
Who?
Oh. Miss Cheryl Wilson. Miss Wilson 09 on Twitter.
Hi,
she says,
Miss Cheryl.
You're pretty.
Aw.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Thank you, Miss Cheryl. You just made Jesse's day. There you go. All you have to do is just pump that ego up a little bit and you get mentioned on the air.
Don't take much. It don't take much for me. I am cheap.
Cinnamon rolls or
cheap
comments. Either way.
I am cheap.
So what we came up with as a consensus is either 13-4 or 12-5. And if you look at the playoff picture as it stands today, Philly has the first round bye, which unless something falls apart, they're probably still going to have that at 10-1.
Yeah. If 49ers can help and we can beat them, then it'll be a little more interesting.
Yeah, make it interesting. You could make it interesting. So it's probably going to be Philly and San Fran in that one or two spot. Yeah. Detroit still has a shot at it, but
can I make a confession? I've already made the confession to you guys privately. Should I make the confession publicly?
You can. You're going to get some hate, but go ahead.
When does hate ever bother me?
And let everyone know how you came to this revelation. What you were doing, because I was just like, you pulled it out of thin air, but you were studying Seattle game film, right?
Yeah. Guys, ladies, gentlemen.
Mark this too, Chris, by the way.
You can mark it.
The show and the time, just in case we need it for future.
You can make
reference.
Me no difference. If they're whole and healthy, nobody's beating the Niners. I'm sorry. Please don't stone me. Please.
Are you throwing AFC teams in there as well? Super Bowl?
I was getting ready to say something that was probably off. I'll say it in the break.
Okay.
I don't care who it is. Mm. There isn't an NFL team.
So are they better than they were last year?
Yes.
Because the quarterback's a little bit better. System's a little bit better.
And it's not even the offense. It's the defense. And they lost Hufanga. I was studying Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching their defense. They are so connected. There is no misunderstanding. Guys don't ever run free on their defense. Communication is top tier. And they got players at every single level. Like at every – I've never seen a defense that I've watched on film that has moved with so much unison. It looks like a dance. You go in motion, they just slide over. Like sometimes you see a guy like communicating, they're like, oh, you like go over there.
He's moving. Not them.
I could be wrong. And I hope that I'm wrong. I
hope you're wrong too.
But I watch this team and people are going to say, oh, Jesse, crown them. This team's good. The Niners are good, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. They are. Mm-hmm. They are really, really, really. Now, injuries happen. Things happen. They have off. I get it. But if you said perfect Dallas, perfect Niners, they win. If you said perfect Niners, perfect Philly, Niners will win. I'm just saying. Anybody can get beat on any given day. But
right. That's why they play the game.
This team's going to be very, very difficult to beat.
All good. So you got Philly and San Fran probably fighting for that 1-2 spot. And then the Cowboys, if we kind of hold serve, I mean, the Cowboys really have to drop the ball drop out of the fifth seed.
Seattle's behind them at 6-5.
Yeah. So you got San Fran at 8-3 in the second seed, Detroit at 8-3, which are going to be your division winners at 8-3. Then you got it's going to be a dogfight between Atlanta and New Orleans to see who can.
It doesn't matter. We'll take either one of them.
Either one of them on the road.
Yeah, that's, either one of them.
That right now, that's probably your scenario. Yeah. Is, mm-hmm. I mean, it's crazy to talk about that with what? How many games we got left? Six games. But that's,
give me the lesser quarterback. So give me Atlanta
on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
and for Chris' sake, well, this doesn't make a difference. He's doming both of them.
Yeah, but New Orleans is a lot more fun.
Oh no.
New Orleans is more convenient. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
Because you're within walking distance of where we stay.
Downtown Atlanta?
Yeah, but we usually stay kind of – you usually have to Uber. New Orleans, you can walk to tons of places. Okay. And you know what? I would rather play on the road in Atlanta just because night games in New Orleans have not always been friendly to the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And
Chris,
that crowd is crazy.
Atlanta or New Orleans?
Where would you rather go?
Where would you rather go?
Personally.
Personally, like for your own personal – what you
for
do,
one trip.
What you do that no one else sees that you do.
New Orleans, come on.
Okay.
Especially a night game.
I mean,
you get to stay up all
night.
The
thing is a lot of times in Atlanta, we never stay downtown.
Yeah, it's
we
always
stay
out
in the burbs.
Yep.
What did we stay with?
We stay out by, what's that college we stay close to?
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We stay out that way.
Okay.
Not a lot going on.
Yeah.
So you're probably facing one of those two. Then you got. Cowboys are the fifth seed, 8-3. Seattle's at 6-5, and Minnesota's at 6-6. So, Minnesota, Seattle are probably fighting for that 6th and 7th spot. Who follows them up?
Green Bay, the Rams, and Saints are all 5-6.
Yep. So you could squeak that in, but you're most likely playing the winner of the South, which is going to be Atlanta or New Orleans, which is good because I think everybody feels really good about that. And then if you win, you're either going to most likely Philly. As it stands now, they've got to lose, three to even be in the mix, which with six games left.
I highly doubt it.
Which the good news is they play us in San Fran, so that could be two, but then you still got to find one somewhere, and then you got to win out to be in the mix. So it's probably going to be you play the winner of the South, then you go to Philly, and then you go to San Fran, which right now I would rather go to Philly on the road. Even in the bad weather, than I would go to Santa Clara on a beautiful day where it's 65 degrees and play that team. Because you've proven that you can beat Philly. You didn't beat them.
But you can play with them.
You can play with them. Couple of calls here and there, a couple of ball bounces. San Fran, you haven't even proven that you can play you're in the same hemisphere as them the last two times you've played them.
And been pretty.
No, it's been now, ugly.
That's three times.
And now
three,
going to Atlanta would be great for the Dan Quinn aspect.
Ah, yeah, it'd be a good storyline.
You know, going back.
You can't script this stuff.
No.
Maybe you can.
He can look at the new place. He can look at a home that he may go back to as a head coach.
Yeah.
So that's
being messy. Stop, Jesse. Don't be messy.
Could be messy.
Yeah, could be messy, Jesse.
But that's where we're at.
Yeah. So we're at this point at 8-3, isn't this about where we thought they would be? I mean, I think we thought you didn't think the Arizona would be a loss, but I think I had them losing to the Chargers. We thought they'd be better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I had them at 8-3 at this point. We figured they'd lose to Philly at 49ers.
You hoped that they would be here. I think they've taken a different route than what we all thought. Because hell, I don't even know if we knew if this team was good until 2 weeks ago. I mean, you knew they were good, but you didn't know if they were if they were in the conversation of can they make it to the NFC Championship game. Up until they strung these three together. Is that the last that what their winning streak is right now? Three? Four?
Yeah, three.
I didn't know if they were worthy of that conversation.
Right.
New York,
Rams.
Carolina, Washington.
Rams.
No, they lost to Philly. But
okay. I got you.
You throw out the Philly game, they beat the Rams and the Chargers. So you throw out that they won that Philly game, they'd be on a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 game win streak. So, I mean, I think we know that they're worthy of being in that conversation now. I think Philly and San Fran are kind of on a – but what about this? Is Philly – I know they lost. And Philly finds a way to win, and this team has not yet – shown that they can win a close game this year. Take that aspect out of it, just talent and the way that they play, are they just as good as Philly?
Yeah.
So they're the same caliber team as Philly. Yeah,
so. If we just did two rosters, we did Philly roster and Cowboys roster, yeah, absolutely.
And the way, but I'm talking about like the way they're playing too.
Yeah.
Play calling, special teams.
I think
you
Philly
know.
has and we kind of chatted about this a little bit earlier, I think they have more confidence. I mean, they've been in the big game. Mm-hmm. They've won the big day. They're 5-0 against 500 or better teams this year. So I think that physically on the, you know, side-by-side talent, I think we match up, but I worry about that part of it.
But, see, the biggest thing that people have been trying to call luck for Philly, like for Philly, like finding a way to win, mm-hmm. like, and the reason why sustainable, not sustainable, to me, like, that is a – that's a winning mentality.
When mm-hmm. you talk – so I know where you're going with this. When you talk to – and I only get it because I'm around it. When you talk to athletes and former athletes, especially former athletes that have been in winning organizations and on winning teams and had a winning, sustained winning for multiple years, not just one season where they right. peaked, right? Like Nate, right? You talk about breaking through that wall. You talk about Philly is doing what championship dynasties do.
That's what I'm saying.
You learn how to win those, and losing isn't even in the discussion. Like, you know, when it comes down to it, if you're close, you're going to win that game. And I've never really felt that around here because you're 50-50.
But even dating back, we can even date back to the Tony. This ain't even a Dak Prescott thing. We can go back to the Tony Romo era.
Post-90s, yeah. post-Super right? Bowl era, yeah. this has
like,
been around.
It's been around. It's been the, like, the whole, you know, not to bring up, but, like, Stephen A. Smith, like, that didn't, his whole, you know, if it can happen, whatever will happen, it'll happen, whatever, however he says that. Mm-hmm. That didn't start with Dak. He's been saying that. He's mm-hmm. been saying that since the Tony Romo era, you know, whatever bad can happen, what will happen, whatever he says. So it's long been this thing of talented roster, can play with just about anybody, but when you get into those nitty-gritty moments of championship-level football, who makes the play? And we've long – the coach speak, right? Play every down, any given Sunday, every blade of grass, game of inches, comes down to a play here or there. Like, that's a real thing. It's coach speak, but it's a real thing. And Philly – when you look at the way that they played, and call it luck or whatever you want to call it, I don't call it that. But if you feel like you want to call it that, by all means, go. Like, because I'll give you an example. People will say Philly got lucky. They'll say Philly got lucky that Josh Allen, who had a wide open Gabe Davis, threw the ball behind him. Well, I'll say, well, if he didn't have a rush in his face, he'd complete the pass. Hmm. So it's things that it wasn't like he was standing back there just all nonchalant and just missed the throw. Mm-hmm. No, he missed the throw because the blitz was coming. Like, they were on him. So he didn't have time to set his feet and throw the corner route where he was supposed to throw it. It was a smash concept. It was a little in and out, and then a corner route. What happened? Well, they got lucky. No, the pressure got there. That's what it's designed to do. It's designed to do exactly what you just saw it do. You can call it luck. I'm saying when you draw this up, you're saying, yeah, you want better coverage on the back end. You don't want a guy that far behind you. But the premise of it is we're going to get to the quarterback before he can get to that open receiver. It worked. Yeah. That ain't luck. That's not luck, ladies and gentlemen. And then there's a belief that if we're in a game and you hear that, you know, you hear it said about, and we're using Philly because it's in the conversation, they don't blink. And it's those small little championship things that come, like, to make a play. Go back to the game-winning drive that Philly had, the quarterback draw from Jalen Hurts. Go back and watch that film. They ran that play three other times. They were setting it up the entire time. They were looking at what look will we get, right? Like, prior to, it was in the fourth quarter. They ran it a couple times, like, right up the gut. Jalen Hurts, boom, boom, boom. And then finally they said, and Mulata came out and said, he goes, we practice this look. If we get this look, it's already built in. Wow. That's championship level football, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the one thing that the Cowboys have not been able to get to. It's the talent has been there, the rosters have been there, the opportunities have been there. But it's all right, when we get in these championship moments, can we make the three or four plays in a game when you need them the most? Because I can make a play in the first quarter and it not mean much. It's when I needed that third down conversion, when I needed to get off the field on third down, when I needed the ball when it was loose to jump on it, right? We watched games where the ball was loose and our defenders are right there, and we don't get it. So it's those championship winning plays that in the biggest moments, what teams are disciplined enough to do it the right way. And those who are advanced, those who aren't, says next year is our year. That's just the nature of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully now the Cowboys will be able to get over that hump of in the biggest moments. It didn't work against Philly.
Right?
It didn't say whatever you want about that game. Cowboys had their opportunity. They were on the one bleep line, like the 2 yard line, and you went backwards.
Yeah.
That's not championship level football. You get to the 2 yard line through hella high water, you're going into the end zone. If that's the 90s Cowboys, you think Nate and them not getting that ball into the end zone? They went back. It went from the 2 yard line to 26 yard line, and you lose the football game.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep. Mm. All right, let's take our last break. When we come back, more football. Last 10 minutes. Hanging with the boys. Be right back.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year Award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back. The last segment of Hanging with the Boys brought to you each and every day by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. And I kind of just tore our run of show up and threw it away.
It's all right.
Sorry.
It's all good.
We'll talk football tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk football tomorrow. We can talk some today. Speaking of.
Nah, too late now.
Too late now?
Nah, go ahead.
Darren Woodson named, once again, one of the 25 semifinalists for the Hall of Fame.
It's happening.
Can't believe that he's not. It's got to be the Cowboys biased, right?
Well, just he's. I don't know if he's just the victim of so many other Cowboys getting in recently. I don't know how that works.
All time leading tackler for the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah,
and a nice human being. One of the nicest human beings out there.
I think that's right part of like
with D-Ware.
Yeah. I think it's part of the reason why like it hurts us so much.
Because you know him as a person.
Because he's such a, like, as a person, you're like, damn it. Like, and he's a great player.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if you get a chance to spend 90 seconds, Like, Darren Woods is the kind of guy where you can walk off the street. If you spend 90 seconds with him, you walk away feeling like you were the most important person in the world to Darren Woodson. Now, he may not remember your face the next time, but in that moment, he makes you feel, and that's a complete stranger. If you had a chance to really, really be around him, you're just like, you know, you start looking for flaws. Like, you like this all the time? Like, just no, like, you got to do, like, you must be a yeller at home or something. Like, but he's not.
It's got to be fake.
Yeah, he's not.
I know.
Like, he's just.
He's one of those type of people, you meet people every once in a while. When you meet him, you feel like, have I met him before? Because he acts like he knows me.
Right.
Like, that's, he's that inviting, and like, you can be a, like, a nobody, and he's just like, hey, you know, puts his hand on your shoulder, smile, and he's got one of the best smiles of any human in the world.
I like, agree.
I wonder if he's got real teeth.
No.
There's no way. There's no way you can have that perfect of a smile.
No. Those are not real.
And have real teeth. There's no way.
It's good money you spent on him, though.
He's amazing. Like, I need to get
one day out. Oh, what's up? It was Thursday.
Oh, I know. I
Tuesday. Got, today's Tuesday.
I actually was talking to my mom about this today. Uh-oh. She was like, what are we talking about on the show? I was like, ah, we got this deal. It's Health Awareness Month or something. And
yes, it's men's.
I have to make an appointment. I have 2 days left. I have till Thursday.
Come like, on, it's not that hard. Like, you're making this sound like I'm asking you to go and
I got,
like,
I know, I
and just, like, I gotta find mortgage it. Your retirement fund.
I haven't had a normal.
Like, I'm begging you to go to the doctor.
I know. I haven't had a regular like a general practitioner since I was probably in elementary school.
Are you afraid?
No, I'm not afraid at all. Like, I won't say I'm afraid. I will say that there's probably stuff that's wrong with me that I don't know about that I don't want to hear about.
That'd be fine.
Like, you got a little high blood pressure, you probably got to stop eating fried food 4 times a day. Like, things that I need to be doing.
Things that you should actually be doing. Like,
right. Yeah. Or your blood, you know, you got this and you probably need to not drink booze all the time on the weekends. And like, it's just stuff I know I should be doing.
Accountability. They run from it.
I don't want to be accountable. Yeah. So, but no, I'm not scared at all.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
Doesn't sound like it at all.
What's a good way to pick a because this is going to be a doctor that if I take care of my business like I should be going to see every 6 months or every year from now to the rest of my life. What's a good, do you just go to your healthcare provider and look at the list and go read reviews?
Somebody in the network.
What's a good way to find a good GP?
I mean, ask around.
Yeah. Ask people who they go to and if they like them and how big is his fingers?
I mean, do what you do on Tinder. Just keep swiping right. Just
till I find one. Says, okay, this it could be a connection.
Could be a connection there.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna start with,
I mean, just go. Like, just go and get the initial checkup, blood or whatever And then you can kind of dive deeper into the,
make sure I'm not falling completely apart.
Yeah, because see now you're making this way bigger than that. When you make it a mountain, then you're like, I'm not climbing that.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it an anthill.
I'll do some research tonight. I'll make the call tomorrow, and I'll be booked by Thursday.
How can we make the call on air to really hold you accountable?
I don't know what HIPAA would do with that.
Well, you would obviously be given your blessing, but the doctor's office might not appreciate that.
Yeah, they might not appreciate that. I'll do it. I'll come in with a screenshot, though.
All right.
I'm a confirmed appointment or this whatever. So, Jesse, I know you did all this research and we didn't get to any. Is there any point? We got 2 minutes left. Anything you want to preface tomorrow?
We're going to look at everything tomorrow.
Okay, let's
just look at everything. But this is a funny. We talked about Buffalo.
Yeah.
Was that December 17th?
Yep.
So I have a friend, a family member who lives in Buffalo, who's a part of Bill's Mafia.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This is the picture he sent me today.
Oh, my God. That's in Buffalo?
That's today in Buffalo.
Ooh. Holy cow.
That's my boy.
Change my pick.
This is my boy. This is my boy, Raul, who is from Jersey, from Roselle. He's from Roselle. He's a Puerto Rican. He's a Puerto Rican in
Buffalo?
In Buffalo. I always ask, like, brother, you're not even, like, your natural habitat is not even in that. But he lives in Buffalo.
Wow. And it's snowing.
And that's today.
Yeah, they're having a big winter storm up there, aren't they?
Are they?
That's today. So I can only assume that by the time we get near December 17th, it'll look.
I don't know how people live up there.
I don't know. I ask them that all the time.
For the people that are listening online,
yes,
can you explain to what that picture was?
Oh, he is sitting in his car. He has a big parka on. Yeah. Two hoods on.
All you see is his eyes.
All you see is his eyes. And his face is covered in snow.
Yep.
For those of you who can't see it, it's covered in snow. And I'm assuming he just got off work or he's shoveling out his driveway. I don't know. Either way, he has two big coats on, a hoodie, ski mask, and it's covered in like snowy ice.
He looks comfortable. The elements do not look comfortable.
Yeah.
That sounds miserable to me. I couldn't do that,
sure,
man.
I would say it's 29 degrees up there with snow.
Jeez. No thanks.
No thanks.
I'll take what is it, 50 degrees here?
Yeah, I'll take the 100-degree summers over that.
Yeah, me too. Would y'all rather be cold or hot?
Hot.
Hot.
I'm the same way.
Sure.
Hot.
Like, working out, give me 105-degree day, I'll go run in it. But, like, it's drops below 50, I'm not running. Hands get too cold. My face does not appreciate cold weather. Like it releases all liquids and bodily fluids out of my nose and my eyes. So be careful, by the way. Everyone I know across the country is sick right now.
Really?
Yes. Like I'm on video calls all day, and there's people in Iowa, there's people in California, people on the East Coast. Everyone has some kind of head cold or
maybe they should go to the doctor.
Yeah. Maybe they should. All right, fellas.
We're getting off, actually, Nu.
Yeah, Nu, we're about...
I can ask another question to keep us on.
Why do you stare at the clock? Okay, go in there and talk to Chris. We probably are the most on-time show out of any show that he has. Chris, can you confirm or deny that?
I think you're right.
See? And Nu, he walks up here when we're 38 seconds late.
And
staring
at the
clock.
Funny part about it, like, he tries to rush us off, and like literally Barry Church is sprinting in right. 30 seconds before their show is about to start.
True, Danny that's true.
Like, literally.
Changing out of his golf clothes.
Yeah, that is true. Church will be the last one in. He's changing out golf clothes on the way in.
Good show, Jesse. Good show, Kurt.
Tomorrow,
Nate, get well. Tomorrow, all the football.
All the football, Seahawks. And we'll take calls. Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Maybe.
We'll see how that works out. Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. Jazz, thanks for keeping Chris company. What's my man's name?
Josh,
thanks for keeping us on the air. Good seeing you yesterday, Brother Will. We'll have to bring food more often. We will see y'all tomorrow. Same time, same place. Pre-game show, I guess.
Pre-day
game show.
Pre.
No Thursday show.
No Thursday's a game.
So I got to do my appointment tonight.
Well, do we have a show Friday?
Yes.
You do.
We'll give you to Friday.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!